this has been a great morning for us here in the Osborne family home, and I hope it's been good for you too. It's been very interesting. We've had the whole family involved this morning, which has been awesome, including Peaches the dog, as you've seen, which was an impromptu appearance. Awesome, as always. We've had Faith doing some of the technical things in the background, and she's not on camera, but she's been making this work today. And of course, you've seen Craig and Josiah. And now, yeah, here I am. So we're doing this, and it has just been an absolute pleasure and honor to welcome you into our new home, maybe for the first time, most likely, seeing as, you know, we can't really have a big party right now to celebrate. But it's coming. When this is all over, maybe we'll have you all over officially and not just digitally. This will have to do for now. Ever be in the middle of the most amazing dream when only to have something or someone interrupt it? They sneak into your sleeping space and wake you up. You don't see it coming. You can't, because you're sleeping. It's creepy and it's sneaky, and it suddenly just kills that best dream. Some of these secret dream killers are small children, big children, little dogs, big dogs. Now, the big dogs aren't quite as good. If you have a big dog, you may know this. I mean, I don't know, there could be the odd one that's super sneaky, but most big dogs can't do the tiptoe thing very well. So they kind of do it. It also could be a punch in the face from your sleeping husband. A arm or a hand slap just to make sure you're still there. Like, where would I go? It could be a sudden scream as he's dreaming about scary things like spiders. It is the absolute worst when you are in the middle of the best dream and that moment is taken from you. It's not like you just go back and just continue the dream. I mean, at the odd time, but most often that is not the case. Chances are, especially if you have been woken up by a tiptoeing toddler who's standing and staring at you, and you don't even hear them, but you feel them. And then you suddenly, as you see their little face inches from yours staring, how long have you been there? You're not getting back to sleep after that. Today, for a few moments, I want to talk about when COVID-19 killed my dream. I'm not talking about my dream necessarily, specifically. I'm talking about our dreams, maybe your dream this morning. See, in the beginning of this pandemic, what I would like to call phase one, we were all trying to adjust our best, and some were doing better than others. Some of us stayed home, built puzzles. Some of us stood in two-hour lineups and fought for toilet tissue. We all handled change differently. Then we entered a time of stride, phase two, where we got this, we get this, it's not so bad. I'm saving on fuel because I don't have to drive to work. I'm seeing my family. I go on walks. I even get to stay home from church and no one judges me for that. This is great. I can do the COVID-19 life. I am thriving in this time. Plus, I bulked up on all the snacks during phase one. So I have all the food to make me happy. I have the bucket of Nutella. I have my giant bag of popcorn. And I have my Costco-sized M&Ms. Peanut M&Ms. I am so good. Then we moved into phase three. The days turned into weeks, and the weeks have turned into months. We've missed birthday parties and graduation. We've canceled trips and postponed weddings. We've put off anniversary plans. We begin to stress again because I can't be present at the things I want to be present at. There's a memorial service and I can't be there. People are dying around me and I'm
realizing that more than ever. And I'm scared of what's going to happen to me. And the break that we were all beginning to enjoy is now turning into a new normal. But the problem is I don't know how to do life properly this way. I just know how to pause. I just know how to cope. I had dreams. I had aspirations. I had hopes and plans. And they faded away when I wasn't looking. The secret dream killers sneaked up on me, and I didn't see them coming, and I didn't recognize what they were. Some of the secret dream killers of COVID-19, apathy. We're on a break. We're frozen in this state of wait or disappointment. You know, it's never gonna happen because it's never actually gonna go back to the way it was. I've lost everything and I don't have hope of regaining it again. Or maybe for you it's fear. Maybe I don't know if I can do it under these conditions because I don't know how to function this way. Or people, this isn't the time. Just wait it out, ride it out, sit back. Or lies, maybe it just was never meant to be. And then sometimes the most secret dream killer of all could be me. Because I had doubts to begin with and this just confirmed it. They sneak up on you and it's hard to see them coming. Suddenly, I feel different, you feel different, and our motivation is gone. The excuse of why it can't be speaks louder and sounds more right than the reasons I can. The days pass and nothing's different. The weeks move forward and nothing has changed. COVID-19, are we hoping or are we coping? Have you resolved to refrain from the future, semi-content to just get through the present? See, to be present in the present is productive, yes. And that has been, in the past, a problem. But now, where we are, to move forward in the future, following the dreams and our aspirations, foregoing the feeling of weight, is now what I fear we face. Is it possible that our newfound perspective to wait, to breathe, to take a break, to embrace all that's present in our present, has silently allowed the secret dream killers to come when we weren't looking? Only now to suddenly wake us up and realize it's over. I don't have hope like I had before. I don't dream anymore. And I don't pursue what catches fire to my life. I'm sad more. I'm lonely more. And I understand less. The break broke me, and I don't know how to get back. I don't know how to regain, and I don't know how to once again run and dream and be all I was meant to be and do all I was meant to do. There are times in our lives that we are saturated in the good things, in the reins, so to speak, in the reins of the presence of God. And it's like the blessing of heaven just pours down on our lives, and we're feeling full, and we're feeling rejuvenated and full of life. This is incredible times. This is being in the middle of the best dream ever. And then that secret dream killer enters my room, and the rain stops. I wake up to this new reality, and it is not a good one. The sun beats down and there's no water to quench my life. There's the land of my life is parched. It's dry. I don't feel God. Maybe you don't feel God anymore. My dreams are dead. Others aren't there to help like they were. There seems to be no way out. The people, the projections, the plans that we're hearing offer no hope and they offer no change. James chapter 5 verse 7 says this. It says, so wait patiently, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord.
The farmer waits expectantly for the precious harvest from the land, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. The word wait in this passage, as we've heard, is not a passive form of wait. It is the Greek word ekdekomai. Ekdekomai. This is a waiting with anticipation. This is a waiting for something that you know is going to happen, something you can anticipate it's coming. It's like, I'm so sure it's happening, I'm about to prepare for it to happen. See, God is into process in our lives. And as we know, the whole world was created in a process. And the continuation of that world, especially now, has been, is a process. God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for my life. And a crucial, important process is vital to that plan. And if you think for a moment he didn't consider COVID-19 in this process of the plan, then you are misinformed. He knew it was coming. He factored it in. This is not a surprise. Our lives need the rains, need the presence of God to thrive and to mature during the process. But the rain will stop. In fact, we live most of our lives in between rain. This has never been more true than it is right now. This is our ekdekomai. This is our in-between time. This is the time where we don't have the rain, the refreshing, the presence coming on our lives. And in between the rain, that's where strength is built or weakness is found. We grow better or we grow bitter, and we get to choose. We get to choose to wait in expectation, not passive, not wasting time, but instead working in the waiting, so that when the rains of presence, of promotion, of advancement, of dreams come, we have something to hold it in. See, if the ground of my life, if the ground of your life isn't prepared, when the rain comes, it may not produce the growth and the advancement it could have and it should have. Last week was Faith's birthday. Faith, our daughter, turned 15 last week. Crazy, 15 is a great year. It's gonna be the best year ever. It was raining, and we got up and we went on a run. And that run was cool, and it was refreshing. It was different than running in 97 degrees in straight sun. See, the sun is awesome when you're sitting by a pool. But running to train, running towards goals, trying to accomplish something with that unforgiving sun beating on your back is hard, and it's tiring, and it takes a lot more effort to get the same results. But the rain refreshes the air, and it cools the skin as you're running. She's in cross country and she's training for that right now. And Faith has been instructed by her coach as a sophomore that she's expected to run about 5 days a week, 30 to 45 minutes a day for her summer runs. This is just to get ready for the training. This isn't even the training. Here's the deal though, something she's been learning is if the runner runs him or herself to death. They do all the right things. They do all the times and the distances and all the encouragements from the coach. But doesn't food fuel their body? The training is lost. It is nothing to hold on to. It needs proper nutrition in order to thrive. The food makes the run work. Within 60 minutes, you know that if people out there, if you run or you work out, within 60 minutes of a good workout, you need to eat a nutritious meal. It's required in order to let your body advance its training. And what you eat the day before is equally or even more important also.
for that training so that your body can advance and grow muscle when you run or when you work out. The rain that God will send on your life in that due season needs to fall on a properly fed spirit and soul, or it will run away, not producing anything sustainable or with any lasting value. See, most of our lives are spent in between the rains, in between the dreams. And we are there right now. We don't know what to do or how to move forward. And many of us feel like this right now. I don't know how to use my life. What in the world are we doing while we wait? Family, what are we doing in the waiting? Your model, your banner does not have to be when COVID-19 killed my dream, but it can be when COVID-19 launched my life, because I was preparing and I was working and I was doing something so that when the time moved forward and when the reins of the presence of the promotion of advancement came again, that I had something that it was held into, that I could be launched into what God has for me. So get up today. Do something. See, our covenant with our Father and with people around us solidifies the fact that we are still in this together. Hope is alive this morning at your rock bottom because Jesus resides there and he is hope. Impossible is more than probable for you. And your dreams are absolutely your destiny. You can do more right now than you think you can do. Your pause is not passive. It is ekdekomai. It is ekdekomai. See, good is coming. And I'm making plans and you're making plans and preparations so that we're ready. COVID-19 designed to kill, yet redeemed to restore and relaunch. I'm going to leave you with these four questions to think about today, to answer and to act on. The first one is this: what's the cause you want to fight for? What's the justice you want to speak for? Number three, what's the idea that you want to work for? And number four, what is the life you want? He's got you today. He's got you. There is nothing outside of the reach of the Father and out of his care. My encouragement is to turn those fears, those concerns, those disappointments, that apathy, the lies that you've been listening to, whether it's through other people or even in your own mind, to cast them over to the Father. Because he only has hope and dreams and life ahead for you. And even right now, in your ekdekomai, in your wait. As I close, I'm going to pray for you. If you have a need today, just where you are, just speak that out. I'm not going to even hear you, but that's okay. Jesus hears you today. Just go ahead and speak out that need. Speak out that breakthrough that you need in your life. Father, I just thank you for everyone that's listening here today. I thank you that breakthrough is on the way. I thank you that though we are in the middle of an unusual time in history, that our pause and our wait does not have to be in vain. It does not have just to be movement of hours and days and weeks, but it can be work in the waiting. It can be dreaming while we wait for the rains that are coming on our lives, for the goodness and the launching that is about to release. And I just prophesy right now over everyone that is disappointed, that everyone that has lost hope, that everyone has lost themselves a little bit in this time. I prophesy a relaunch, a regain, a re-understanding, a newness and a freshness
of the rain of the Spirit of God to pour down on their lives, a refreshing wind to blow over them, that the dreams that have gone dormant would come alive right now in your name, that they would be relaunched. And even right now as I'm praying, I just pray for new ideas and thoughts, for new causes, for hope to arise where there's been just tiredness. Strength would be regained. Joy would return. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And say it with me. In Jesus' name.